Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Babbitt is here, folks, B-A-B-B-I-T, if you're Googling him, Mark with a K. He's the co-author, along with Ted Koine, of the book A World Gone Social, how companies must adapt to survive. How companies, believe this, folks, how companies, you, must adapt to survive. He's talking about what he's talking about the same kind of things, folks, in this book that I've been talking to you now for all these years about making the transition from the age of the seller to the age of the customer. Mark, thanks again for hanging out with us. AWorldGoneSocial.com is the website for the book. It's available wherever books are sold. Mark, talk to us about this, the ROI. How do we walk us through the steps? No theory, you know, no babble about, no kumbaya moments. We need some real hard steps on how to make social media pay off.
Well, I think first, Jim, our first step is we have to realize that when measuring return on investment, we have to use different metrics than we were taught how to use. Mm-hmm. It's unless we're running a specific hashtag code, it's almost impossible to track it as we used to, based on an right. ad campaign or a display ad process. Mm-hmm. Social media is a longer-term investment. And we measure things not... And by the way, this doesn't include followers or likes.
Right.
Those are artificial mechanisms. They don't help us learn if we're growing mm-hmm. our business or not. Mm-hmm. What we measure is number of engagements. Who are we talking to? How influential are they? How many new relationships have we made through a digital handshake where it just, as you said right before the break, you know, we can go up to, you know, it used to be you had to go to a convention or an event or a conference or something to meet somebody new. Now we can meet dozens of new people every day. How many of those can help move your business forward? And just, or maybe even more important, how many of those can you help? And so we start building these relationships, global relationships that we never could have had before. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step. And it may be a little kumbaya, but from there, now we start building.
Can I stick something in there?
Yes, something of course.
I've been talking to them about is, and you said it a minute ago, and that is in the old days, in the age of the seller, it was mostly a transaction. I have something to sell. You want to buy something. Give me the money. I'll give you my stuff. Have a good life. And now we built relationship with customers, but basically the relationship was based on buying and selling. In the social world that you're talking about, I call it the key to the success with these people is what I call contribute first, contract second. And you said it a different way a minute ago. Tell me about that.
Social media has, first and foremost, and you know this, Jim, been a giving platform first. Mm-hmm. For every one ask, we have to give about 10 times. And mm-hmm. and no, we don't want to keep score. That is not how we measure ROI of social. We don't want to keep score, but there is this thing, this networking karma thing that comes back and grabs us by the ankles and won't let us go. And we build these relationships in LinkedIn groups and Twitter chats and on Pinterest. And then when all of these people that you built a relationship, they're at an event or they're on a Twitter chat and they say, you know, they get asked, hey, do you know a guy who does taxes? I need a tax guy. Mm-hmm. And that person says, you know what? I just met a tax guy on a Twitter chat last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce you. And boom, we have a new customer.
There's a person that's been in one of my communities, totally mm-hmm. unrelated to what you're talking about, a person in one of my communities that works for a company, and that guy's been very helpful to our community. You might want to check that company out. I mean, it's just,
right.
it's almost like, to me, social media is tantamount, in terms of this, the pace is tantamount to brand building. What do you think?
Well, it is. And it all starts, Jim, with what we call in A World Gone Social, we call it the relentless giver.
Mm-hmm.
The person who...
I like that.
Yes, we certainly have a business to run. We certainly need to think of ourselves. We have mortgages to pay. But the return on investment of social media is directly proportional, we learned, Ted Quinney and I, as we started this book, it's directly proportional to how much we give first.
Yep. Yep, no question about it. All right, what's another ROI element?
Well, I think a big part of it is, Jim, we eventually have to graduate, right? We're still stuck in this, how many likes do I have, how many followers do I have? That's a false promise. So eventually we have to graduate into what we call the social circle of life, which is we're going to go out and we're going to broadcast, and we're going to gain some interest, we're going to publicize our content or maybe a new product, or we're going to ask for input on a new service, but we have to start collecting. At some point, we have to go from, okay, I'm not just going to engage with my community. I'm going to expand my community. How quickly is that growing for me? And is it quickly enough? Mm-hmm. And if it's not quickly enough, because I do, you know, I have my runway's short, just as mm-hmm. short as it was before social, then what can I do to increase that? Do I need to start a Twitter chat? Do I need to start a blog? All of those things come into play. And mm-hmm. it's that's when the magic happens.
Hey, Mark, we're out of time. Will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would be happy to, Jim. Absolutely.
This has been fun. I've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen, A World Gone Social is the book.com on the end. That's where you find him online.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.